Well, Australian music was celebrated last night at the 2025 ARIA Awards with punk rock act Amyl and the Sniffers and breakthrough electronic artist Neen Giraci, the big winners. The Teskey Brothers also added another ARIA gong to their mantle, winning Best Blues and Roots Album for the fantastic Live at the Hammersmith Apollo.
You wanna start a fire? Build a bridge to take you higher. I'll tell you your dreams. Can you see that picture?
They are so good. So it is quite a delight this morning. It's the fourth time they've won this category, the most times by any artist. And Josh Teskey, he's put the alarm clock on after celebrations last night to join me this morning, one half of the Teskey Brothers. Josh, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's good to talk to you.
How was the decision in putting together this live album? Because there was some concern that the Teskey Brothers had put out quite a few live albums. You decided to go again with Hammersmith, and it's paid off for you. How do you weigh up those decisions about whether to record these live performances?
Yeah, we did. It is a funny one for people, I think, because when we were, you know, doing another live record. But what we say is we always, and I think we're going to continue to do this for every studio record, we like to do a live record for that album is kind of what this is. So this is sort of this is the winding way to a live record, because once we sort of get these songs and we play them on the road, they evolve and they change and the band just gets more and more tight and locked in together, and we can never not capture it. We get these moments and we just go, oh, and we love it so much. We get so just enthralled in that set and what's happening at that time, and we like to try to capture it on a vinyl and of that era, of that time, and that represents this touring cycle for us. So it's really important to us.
And Josh, do you know some venues that acoustically, in terms of the crowd as well, that you know will just go off? They're really good ones to record live albums.
Totally, and like that is the Hammersmith Apollo for us. And it's a venue that's really close to our hearts. We've played it, quite a few years in a row leading up to doing this one, and then it's one of those places that a bunch of our artists that we love have also done live records there. So it's kind of to have your own live at the Apollo is an important one for us as well. So we just love that room. It's got so much history in there, and there's some fantastic engineers over there in London as well. So a big shout out to, Declan Gaffney, who brought his analog gear in and tape machines, wheeled it all this incredible old stuff, and a beautiful old tape machine in the back of the Apollo there, and managed to capture it all in the old fashioned way, which is really fun.
How much of this is kind of sharing these albums? Is it the band that's the star of these albums, or in some ways is it the audience as well, Josh?
It's a whole thing together, the band and the audience in combination together. That's what makes these rooms so special, when there is that connection together in a room like this, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So
are you an introvert or an extrovert by nature, would you say, when it comes to these live performances? Sometimes introverts absolutely let rip on stage and they're so quiet off it. How would you describe yourself on that scale?
I think people would describe me as an extrovert, really. I'm kind of between me and Sam, my brother Sam, he's always been described as more of the introvert, and I'm the show off extrovert, which is kind of why I ended up being a singer, I think even back in school when I was when we were sort of putting bands together and stuff, and it was there was too many guitarists, so I was the one that said Josh, you getting up the front and sort of jump on the harmonica and sing was my first kind of role.
what What did you make of the ARIA Awards last night? I mean, it's a great night for musicians to get together. It's a celebration, but it's also a chance to kind of take the temperature of the music industry here in Australia. How do you think things are travelling right now?
I think it's a really beautiful time for music in Australia, and I think there's some fantastic records out like this year. So I thought some of the across a bunch of different categories, it was really nice to see that all in one place last night, what this year's looked like and just how many amazing bands and artists there are in their prime right now, just absolutely, you know, creating amazing music and putting on these incredible performances all over the world, you know, really, you know, traveling, and some of the really hardworking bands that were there. And it was just great to see that all in one place and just have a bit of a reflect on it. So I think it's the last few years have been, you know, really, really fantastic and more fantastic years to come. I think next year's going to be there was some albums that I thought, oh, why isn't that here? And I thought, oh, that's going to be next year, right? That often happens to me. I think, why isn't that happening? And I thought, that's actually, so with how the year rolls out. So there's some really good ones to come as well. So very, very exciting times ahead.
I'm sure it doesn't seem that long ago that it feels like that you and your brother and your bandmates were the young up-and-comers. Now you've got all this fantastic work under your belt. What's the advice that you give to young musicians when they're asking you how to go about this? Because often there's not one clear path to break through. There can be so many different ways to break through.
It's so true. It's so true. It's really well put in that way. And everyone will always look at an artist and say, oh, that looks like it just took off for them, or that was, happens really, looks like it can appear like it happens very fast. But I don't think anyone will say that things move very quickly. And my advice would be just to keep on playing. You know, that's the only, that's the recipe for us, is it's just to, you know, keep on performing, keep on picking up your instrument, keep on trying to create music, keep on trying to come up with material, and if you that's the best thing for us, I think, just to keep being in front of people, keep getting up on that stage and touring. That's all we've done, is year after year, just jumping, making music, and then getting out and touring that music and repeat process and have fun doing it. You know, like we have a great time doing it. So we don't like to think of it like a task that needs to happen. It's just like these opportunities come up and we say, yeah, you just feel like you have to take them. So you just like, and that's a beautiful thing. So just coming on and keeping on playing.
What a joyful job you have. Josh, great to talk to you. Congratulations on another ARIA last night. And when we get closer to the news, I'm going to make sure a bit of Teskey Brothers gets us there. So lovely to talk to you this morning. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. And
That's Josh Teskey there, one half of the Teskey Brothers. Another ARIA going straight to the pool room. They won another one last night for their fantastic Hammersmith Apollo live album.